Commitment. It means taking a stand. Taking a stand for you. It means delivering. It means coming through. What if you don't keep your commitment, Les? What if you give it everything you have and you come up short? Or if you don't give it everything you have, what if you get weak along the way and you throw in a towel on yourself, you surrender to your emotions? What then? A lot of people become discouraged. They become frustrated and they say, oh, what the heck? And they go back to doing what they were doing before, saying it doesn't work.
Life happens. Things happen out of your control. Now you can either respond to that in the way you should, or you can let that mess you up. It's not what happens to you in life that determines your future. It's how you respond to what happens to you that determines your future.
I fail over and over and over again in my life, and that's why I succeed. You get to make a choice. Is failure going to break you, or is failure going to make you?
You get to decide. Failure doesn't.
You're not finished. If you're alive, you're not finished. No, you got another gear in you. So everybody, I can because I'm capable. I will because I'm strong. I must because they count on me.
It's going to take everything in you that your life deserves the concentrated effort to begin to look at how is it that I can express more of me. How is it that I can bring my ideas out here now? Don't allow that inner doubt in you to talk you out of it. To build a case on why you can't have it. To tell you why you're not good enough. You ignore that inner voice and all of the external voices. Don't judge the possibilities for what you can do based upon the circumstances, because the circumstances won't determine who you are. Don't determine what you're able to do based upon your resources. Don't determine what's possible for you based upon where your life is right now. Where your life is right now is not you. That's just what it is right now. If you're coming back from adversity and devastation, it's unlimited of what you can do. Don't expect people to understand you. Don't expect it to make sense to anybody why you've got to do this, why you have got to go, why you leave. This is a good job. I'm going. They pay you well. I'm going. Why? I don't understand. You don't have to. I'm going for me because I've made a different kind of commitment with my life. This is something I have got to do.
You've got to focus on you. You've got to convince yourself every day, selling yourself on your ability to perform a job, to achieve a certain objective, telling yourself every day, here I go again, and I got what it takes. This is my day, and nothing out here is going to stop me.
You are powerful. You direct the power in your life. Whatever your life is right now, it is a duplication of your consciousness. It's a result of how you have decided to use your power. And you've got the power to change that. But you don't know what has happened to me. It really doesn't matter what has happened to you. The only thing that really matters is, what are you going to do about it? I can become upset, nervous, weak about it, or I can say, it's okay. Make it okay. If it becomes hard, then do it hard. But many of us just stop dead in our tracks. I don't know what to do. You do know what to do. You've got genius in you. Challenge yourself. Push yourself. Make yourself come up with something. Use your imagination. See, the universe responds to the man or woman that refuses to be denied, because that is your commitment. That business that you want, that book you want to write, that dream that you have of controlling your destiny, that is yours. That's available to you. But you've got to be willing to stand there and face disappointment, not have support, be lonely, doubt yourself sometimes, be rejected again and again and again, and refuse to turn around until life gives it up. Nothing can resist a person that has that kind of commitment.